So there's a backstory to this, and this is going to be the weirdest episode of the podcast. About 5 years ago, I was playing around with some friends, and I started talking about how the main issue with society today, and I'm obviously 100% serious, is that when kids go to different houses, they don't know what candy they're getting. So when we were growing up, we would just drive or go to better neighborhoods. When I was in high school, so my brother would have been in middle school, my sister would have been in elementary school, and we would go to Spring Valley, or we would go to Lake Carolina, the good neighborhoods of Lake Carolina, and we would get candy there. So what I decided to do, because obviously as a lawyer I have a lot of free time, about 5 years ago was to make some rules for candy distribution, and it kind of became a thing. And now that I have a podcast, I get to share it, because I will say it's the greatest thing that not only I have ever done, it's the greatest thing that anyone has ever done ever.
I mean, I know of at least six people who approached you in person and or via social media asking where the guide was this year, because people use it or they just like it.
So this is my public service. This is my gift to you, the listener. You've been listening to the podcast. You've been supporting us. So I'm giving you these candy distribution rules for free. So again, to go back 2013 when I started this. So Kanye West, he was woke before woke was a thing. Before he was a Kardashian. Donald Trump was just this dude trying to get reality TV checks.
I think he still is.
I mean, low-key.
I don't think he knows.
Yeah.
I don't think he knows. He may not. Life.
What if we're all being trolled? My favorite NBA player, Derrick Rose, he was a Chicago Bull, but he only had one ACL. Remember back in 2013, Brendy, that's when Miley Cyrus invented twerking? No, Miley invented twerking in 2013. That's what the internet said. And then there was a Harlem Shake back then, because I saw all of your videos. And it's different than the Harlem Shake that I was used to.
The real Harlem Shake? The real Harlem Shake. Just like real twerking?
Right. Well, yeah. Sometimes it's just a seizure with your shoulders. Anyway, that was the Harlem Shake. So that's when these rules started. A lot has changed since then, but the need for these rules has remained.
Increased, even.
I would agree.
Increased.
This year, it's a little different because it combines my two favorite days, which is Halloween and Sweater Vest Wednesday.
Joseph, what is Sweater Vest Wednesday?
You know what, Brindy? Thank you for asking. Sweater Vest Wednesday started when I started wearing sweater vests on Wednesdays.
So you're like a mean girl, except instead of wearing pink, you wear a sweater vest. Wait, do you have a pink sweater vest?
I do not have a pink sweater vest. However, if you have a pink sweater vest, or if you'd like me to wear your brand of sweater vest, you can email us at the Direct Examination Podcast at gmail.com. We are taking sweater vest sponsorships. Belk, JCPenney, if you just have them in the closet, I'll take your
Granger Owings.
Granger Owings, come through. we'll take all your sweater vests. XL, most sweater vests, sometimes large, but you know, I'm a big boy. All right. So, candy distribution guide. Now, remember, folks, you know, politics in the air. It's the end of November or end of October, almost November.
Yeah.
I'm going to challenge. I know we've had some elected officials on these podcasts. I know some elected officials are listening, representatives. Go ahead and make these rules into law, because if not, I may come through next year with a sole platform of just running on rules for candy distribution.
In an off election year?
In an off election year.
You're going to run?
I didn't say it would be a winning campaign. Okay. I just said I'd be running.
Okay.
Yes, we candy. All right. So here's the deal. If you're under 12 years old and you're wearing any costume, you should get one piece of candy. That's simple, right?
But why?
Well, because if you're under 12, one of your inalienable rights is that you should deserve candy on Halloween. Like, you have to eat vegetables, somebody controls when you go to sleep. But one of your rights should be that you get at least one piece of candy per house for Halloween. Now, that's for any costume whatsoever, just for being under 12.
What if it's like a banging costume?
All right, I'm glad you asked, Brindy. Well, if you're wearing a good costume, it's two pieces of candy. Now, I'm a lawyer. And I get the question every year, what makes a good costume? Well, there's a case, the landmark case of Jacob Bellis versus Ohio, 378 U.S. 184.
I know,
I shall not
I know it
attempt
well.
To further define the kinds of costumes I understand to be embraced within the description. Perhaps I can never succeed in intelligently doing so, but I know it when I see it. So I will know a good costume when I see it, and so should you. Over 12 years old. So if you're between the ages of 12 and 15, now we're going to get a little more detailed. The candy is going to depend on costume creativity.
Something that I've wondered, how do you know the age of a child?
Okay, so here's the deal. You have to eyeball this. It's a very quick decision. Mm-hmm. If you have somebody between the ages of 11 to 13, it's a split-second decision. You can't stare at the kid, try and figure out how old they are, because the person that shows up to your house isn't someone dressed as Chris Hansen. It's actually Chris Hansen.
Right.
And you're going to be on Dateline like Dane.
Well, not like Dane.
Not like Dane. Not like Dane. Dane wasn't on Dateline for that. He was a different episode of Dateline. He was probably more of the
You'll
key.
Learn about that later this week.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, spoiler.
Teaser.
All right. So, all right. If you put in effort to your costume, we're going to give you more candy. So my goal is about 32 minutes. So if you spend about 32 minutes on your costume, I'm going to give you candy. You can make whatever standard you want. Anything from about 25 to 62 minutes is generally considered acceptable. However, again, it's a split second decision. Don't go staring at a kid trying to figure out how long they spend on their costume. That's a little suspect. Yeah. Now, keep in mind, though, that usually kids between the ages of 12 to 15, they're in middle school, they're in high school. They know what's going on in the world. They know that, you know, everything's crumbling, and that one week it's 50 degrees in Columbia, the next week it's 100 degrees. They kind of get what's going on, so maybe cut these kids a break. Now, if you're over 15 and you're in costume, sorry, you get no candy. That's my rule. Yeah, sorry. So here's the deal.
What?
If you're worried about the high schoolers in your area vandalizing your home and you tell them they can't have any candy because they're too old, you can do what I do. So one, you go to the area grocery store, you buy all the toilet paper, all the eggs on October 30th. So when you hear this pod, just in case. Or
well, you can, they won't hear the pod until Halloween. It's going up Wednesday morning.
Well, you should have already bought those eggs and toilet paper. The other option is you can buy those really crappy black and orange peanut butter candies.
The ones that I love that are my favorite.
Yeah, Brendy, we need to talk about that. That's a whole separate issue. But yeah,
I had a weird childhood.
Yeah, apparently so. Those crappy black and orange peanut butter candies.
They're called Mary Janes.
Okay, well, those Mary Janes are the worst, and I wouldn't wish them upon anybody except for high schoolers above the age of 15 trying to look for candy.
But that's only if they're in costume, correct?
They're in costume over 15. Now, if you can't find those crappy Mary Jane candies, peppermints will also suffice. Now, that being said, this is a capitalist society. If the Mary Janes people want to call me up and want to sponsor the podcast, you know what? I'll change that to peppermints, Brahms, whatever the peppermint thing is. We'll change
Brock.
To that.
Brock? Yeah, Brahms is a composer.
Did he make peppermints?
No, he made music.
Should have made peppermint. Well, you know what? He can sponsor the pod, too. All right. So that's if you do have a costume. Now, if you don't have a costume, you're over the age of 15, but you're with your younger siblings, you're going to get a piece of candy just for being a good brother and a good sister. That encourages you as an older sibling to eat your own candy instead of doing what I did and stealing your sibling's candy. If any of you ever seen me, I look like a trunk. Have you ever seen my brother Joshua? He looks like a twig. The reason being is because he never knew what a Butterfinger or an M&M was until he left the house because I ate them all. Sorry. You should have been born earlier, kid. Now, there's something that we need to address. There's a very serious topic called the candy tax. Now, I know that parents listening.
Wait, I have a question.
Sure.
What if you're over 15 with a younger sibling and in costume?
You can only get your candy allotment if it matches the costume of your younger siblings. For example, if your younger siblings are going as a bee and you want to go as a beekeeper, congratulations, you get candy.
Or your little sister is Shuri, you go as the Black Panther.
That's right.
T'Challa. So
okay.
No, it's a podcast.
It's
no
a
one
podcast
can see
that can't see me do the
But if you say Wakanda forever,
Wakanda
that
forever.
Translates.
Oh, I'm still getting the whole podcast thing.
I know.
All right. So the candy tax is important. So we know that parents listening will steal their kids' candy. I mean, it goes with the territory. I think that's why some people have kids.
So I mean, if it's a tax, is it stealing?
I mean, we should ask the government.
How about you ask the government?
Okay, I'm not, because I'm filing an LLC for this podcast. All right, so To avoid a family squabble that will undoubtedly last until Thanksgiving, and spoiler alert, you'll hear how to avoid family squabbles on our next episode. Here's what you need to do. Here's your candy tax rules. All right, so the candy reviewer, the parent, the guardian, the older sibling, they're going to review the candy in front of the child. They're going to examine it for poison, needles, drugs, and all the things that people who wanted to steal our candy as kids told us because they wanted the candy themselves. If your kid listened to this, it's a scam. Don't trust it. No one's giving up their drugs for you on Halloween.
You are not getting marijuana edibles.
I don't know what those look like or would taste like myself. I would just know that those particular things are too expensive to be dropped in some kid's bag, and you aren't going to even see the effects of that.
I mean, I don't even put, like, the good candy. Like, I buy good candy, and I'm like, you know what? This is too good for the kids in my neighborhood. I'm going to keep this,
right,
and I'm going to get that child's play bag from Walmart that's, like, $3 for 8 pounds of crappy candy.
Right, the Dum-Dums and the peppermint. Yeah. All right, so you have your pile of candy for your candy reviewer. The child, however old they are, makes a pile of protected candies that they is no larger than what they can cover with one hand. So these are the elite candies.
What if that hand, what if they have on an infinity gauntlet? Does it have to be their bare hand?
Ooh, good question. This hasn't been posed to the committee before. Their costumed hand.
Some Thanos rules.
That's right. Although, if you're a parent, you should always go with Thanos, then snap your finger and make half the candy disappear. That's a nerd joke. All right, so the parent can
spoiler.
What?
If people haven't seen it by now.
I mean, if you haven't seen it by now, you should stop listening to this and go watch Avengers.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel, yeah.
All right. The parent can then take 10 to 20% of the child's candy in consideration for their transportation, for security, costume expenses, candy review. Now, if you're a parent, you can amend that amount depending on how good your kid's performance in school or how annoying that kid was on Halloween. So remember, parents, if the kids make a big fuss, they're going to go to sleep at some time when that candy high ends, and you can always raid their stashes then. Furthermore, if your kid is bad at math and is failing math, they don't know what 10 to 20% is anyway. So go crazy. Take whatever candy you want.
I think you should also take into consideration, if it's a homemade costume, how complex the costume was to make.
Perfect.
Because if the child did not do that.
If I'm spending 3 hours on a costume for my kid, I'm taking me some Baby Ruths and some Butterfingers just to make up for it.
Yeah.
All right. Infants. Now, this is controversial. Obviously, if you listen to the podcast.
Babies usually are.
Yeah. If you listen to the podcast, obviously, we're very controversial. We're very cutting edge. So I'm just going to go ahead and say it. If you're a baby, you come to my house and you have no costume on, if you have a bow in your hair and your parent wants a piece of candy, sorry. Don't bring your damn baby to my house with no costume and wanting candy. Look. We know that some people will have babies just to get free candy on Halloween. We've met those folks. Mm-hmm. But if you put a bow on your kid's head and you want a full-size Butterfinger for your troubles, you need to have a seat and then have a peppermint or Mary Jane. That's called begging, and you're lucky I don't call Child Protective Services on you. That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Now, there is an exception to every rule. In the babies, they call it the cuteness exception. And that's two pieces of candy. Cuteness is in the eye of the beholder. But there are limits.
And the staring, that applies, right?
And the what?
The staring rule applies to
cuteness. Yes. Okay. Don't be staring at no baby trying to figure out if they're cute or not. Split-second decision.
Gotcha.
But, again, all babies aren't cute. And if you're listening to this, I know you think that your baby's the exception, that they're the cute one. Chances are it's not. But here's the thing. Every baby in a cute costume is cuter. So if you have a substandard baby, go ahead and spend a little extra money, make it a little bit cuter on Halloween. Boom, you get your investment back in candy. It makes sense. All right. Now, there's a rule that we need to keep in mind called the Kardashian rule.
To go along with the Chris Hansen corollary?
The Chris Hansen corollary we talked about before, the Kardashian rule is very important now.
Okay.
It means if your kid shows up in my house that there's and they are wearing a costume that's too young for them to be watching consuming, they're getting peppermints. The exception
is, they're too young for the costume they're wearing.
Right.
Okay.
That's what I meant. It's been a long day. So, they're getting peppermints if they're too young for it. However, if it makes me laugh, then that's the Kardashian rule and the exception. For example, this year, I really want a kid to show up in my house as a subject of a Making Murder documentary. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily a victim. That'd be morbid. That's horrible.
That's kind of creepy.
Well, that's creepy. But if somebody shows up as, like, you know, Al Gore in Inconvenient Truth, or somebody shows up as Stephen Avery in Making a Murder, that's a funny costume.
What if it's like a John Wayne Gacy clown baby?
Ooh, clown baby, clown
but
baby.
But John Wayne Gacy.
John Wayne Gacy clown
so
baby.
So it...
Yeah, no, that would make me laugh. So okay. I, definitely they'd get candy for that.
Okay.
And so if you're doing that, then that's the Kardashian rule, and that's the exception. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a baby and they're the type to puke everywhere and cry uncontrollably, at totally different 15 minutes later, just, you know, put a black robe on them and say that they're Justice Kavanaugh. Yeah, we get topical jokes on this pod. All right, so again, this is Sweater Vest Halloween. It's a special day for me. Oh. So if you're a kid, you show up in my house, show up at anybody's house.
A kid of any age?
A kid of any age.
Okay.
Two extra pieces of candy, depending on your age. You just a two-piece of candy bonus.
So a child of any age wearing a sweater vest, regardless of what their costume, if they show up as Deadpool in a sweater vest.
Deadpool in a sweater vest gets the Deadpool costume candy plus the sweater vest bonus.
Okay.
Hey, it's Sweater Vest Halloween. Okay. We have to celebrate it.
Well, so that's like five. They get five pieces of candy.
Five pieces of candy if they're wearing the sweater vest on top of another costume. Okay. If they're just showing up in the sweater vest, you get two.
So if they dress up as you for Halloween, they get, that's what you're doing.
I actually want every kid to come dress up as me as Halloween.
So
no, you know what? Because we're going to get to the blackface rule in a second. So we'll take that out. So if you have a costume where one of your kids shows up as one of the these newfound rappers with the tattoos on the faces.
The Migos?
The Migos, the Post Malones, the Tekashi 69, all of them who I only know barely. You only get one piece of candy per permanent face tattoo. If you're going to be an idiot, you're going to dress like one of those idiot rappers, you're going to need to commit. So permanent face tattoo. Now listen, if you're a child in Simpsonville, South Carolina, congratulations. Every kid in Simpsonville, South Carolina gets an extra four pieces of candy. And the reason Why? Is, well, you don't know if their parent won the lottery or not. So if you're giving out candy in Simpsonville, South Carolina, you need to cover all your bases and make sure that every kid gets extra candy in case that karma is going to come back around to you.
You mean their parent?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And so you can cash those checks.
Okay.
All right. If you're a kid dressed up in blackface, we're going to take your candy and we're going to take your job. Shout out to Megyn Kelly.
Oh.
I know. See, topical jokes.
Oh.
If you're a kid dressed up as a Clemson football player, there's no need to give those kids extra candy because a kid dressed up as an Alabama football player is just going to take it.
Is that too
But if the kid's dressed up as a South Carolina football player,
I don't like where this is going.
You give them extra candy, but you only give them candy that expired in 2013 because that's the last time they remember happiness and joy.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
I like to alienate everyone.
Wow. What if they're dressed as a Wofford football player? Does Wofford even have football players?
You won't recognize them.
Okay. Okay.
And look, if you want the grand prize this year, I have my candy bucket. You want to show up at my house. I'm not going to tell you where I live. But if you show up in a sweater vest, holding speakers like John Cusack, playing the Direct Examination podcast, available on iTunes, obviously, with an I voted sticker, if you come to my front door, you will get my entire bucket of candy.
Nice.
Thanks. Well, guys, this is my public service. Dane and Amber regret that they couldn't be here. They were so excited to hear this out. But implement this in your communities. Share this with your friends. You should have been taking notes already. And make this year and your candy giving experience, and nay, not only your candy giving, but your candy denying experience, the best one yet.
Yeah.
Happy Halloween.
Happy hashtag sweater vest Halloween.
See, this is why she's the best producer in the game, y'all. Happy sweater vest Halloween.